President Mills has asked the youth to redirect their energies on productive ventures for the development of the country. President Mills said this at the graduation of 1,000 youths as dressmakers under the NYEP and in collaboration with Asong Taba Industries in Tamale. Each graduate has been given a sewing machine.
This is what a struggle is all about. How to invest in our people. How to give them the wherewithal to be able to hold themselves together. And I'm really delighted that there is some impartation of skills. You've been trained in dressmaking, and you are being provided with the necessary equipment. Just before I came, the regional minister was telling you that he's going to instruct the DCE to allow these young ladies to take part in the sewing of the school uniforms. I couldn't agree more with him. And I would like also for us to take note of the statement about how many of such initiatives have been taken. I'm happy that finally we've been able to see our way clear and will continue to train more people so that they will be able to look after themselves and also their family so that we can help them to raise their standards of living. Please, you are being given to your future prosperity. This may look like a humble thing, but perhaps even a few months from employing many more people to help you in your economic road to prosperity. And I know that all of you are in a position to contribute. My brothers and sisters, let's be focused. Let's try and concentrate on what is going to do honor and bring glory to our dear nation. And help us to show the outside world that we, a united people, with a common who are hard working and who appreciate the many gifts that the good Lord has so liberally bestowed on us, we can only march forward.
President Mills earlier inaugurated a 124,000 Ghana Cedi hostel for Damong Health Assistance Training School. He also inspected work on the district police headquarters. The project is being provided at a cost of 106,000 Ghana Cedis. It will be ready for use in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, President Mills has cut the sod for the re-asphalting of the Buipe-Tamale Highway at a cost of $68 million at Sankwala and the central Gonja district of the northern region. The project is expected to be completed in 24 months. President Mills assured the people that government will not relent in its efforts to improve on the living conditions.
I think that the central Gonja district has something to be proud of. I'm listening with very keen interest to the address by the district chief executive, and it is clear that they have made great strides. But this is only the beginning. That's what they've been able to do in just a little over 2 years. We are not going to relax.
The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, said government is collaborating with the World Bank to improve road infrastructure.
The road which is going to be re-asphalted has been constructed in the early 90s. Ever since then, we have been maintaining it through periodic and other interventions. But as you might have seen, from the little stretch that we travel from the Ukutu Junction to Yate here, or to Sansala here, you would realize that the asphalt has given way in most places to potholes and manholes. It is in response of this that through our liaison with the IDA, that is the International Development Association of the World Bank, they are able to provide an amount of $56.1 million, while the Ghana government is also providing an equivalent of $7.5 million. Your Excellency, this will enable the contractors to read, and we hope at the end of the construction period it will improve the surface and the traveling comfort of motorists in this area and the country at large.
President Mills also inaugurated a newly constructed health center at the cost of 87,000 Ghana Cedis. This includes equipment to be used at the health center. President Mills